both you guys came up in the majors, came up to the major leagues at the same time. I'd forgotten about that.
We did. We rode the same plane to Boston.
From Syracuse.
And look where he's at now, and look where I'm at.
I was going to say.
Well, we're here together.
That's right. We just can't get away from each other, can we?
Adam, obviously, the way this team is playing right now, the offense that this team is putting together. You know, we had Carlos Delgado was on, and he was talking about how, you know, it's a cliche, but hitting really is contagious. And he talked about how, you know, a team, when it develops an offensive identity, the emphasis isn't, it's almost like you don't want to be the guy that stops the guy that turns the tap off, I guess, if you want to put it that way, offensively. Just how good is this team right now, offensively, as somebody who's up close and is part of that lineup?
We're definitely rolling, but, you know, I still think there's room for improvement, 1 through 9. Scoring a lot of runs, but we're still leaving a lot of men on base. There's still a lot of runs out there that we could score.
Yeah, have you ever seen anything like Edwin is doing right now? just the way he attacks the baseball. Have you ever seen anything like that?
His swing's so simple. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of just to lean back and then let the hands fly. It's the best I've ever seen him. Obviously, it's the best any of us have ever seen him. Almost the best month in the history of the game. So
sure,
I've seen some pretty good months, you know, with Jose Bautista and mm-hmm. and you know, Vernon Wells having some really good mm-hmm. months. And I mean, it's amazing where Edwin is right now.
What does that do for you hitting between them? When I think not too long ago he switched mm-hmm. you up and moved you between them. Does that do anything getting you better pitches to hit? Or
I mean, right now I'm pretty much the new leadoff or the second leadoff hitter. If yeah, I can just yeah. get on base,
yeah.
then I just go for the ride, and Edwin gets all the glory, and
sure.
I get to watch him do all the handshakes because he goes in the dugout first with all the home runs. And,
right.
And hopefully.
Well, you're a pretty good hitter, too, so I don't think it's too long till you'll start hitting.
No, it's nice, you know, I get a little protection. You know, maybe they don't use a lefty in certain situations, and you know, it's nice to. I mean, it's humbling to be in a lineup in between those two hitters. It's mm-hmm. it's really something special that I, you know, it's hard to explain, but man, for me, like we were talking about, we were on that same plane, and all of a sudden, mm-hmm. I'm the guy hitting between Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion. It's very humbling.
It's awesome.
Adam Lind joining us on Baseball Central. Adam, I was making the point earlier in the show that, and a couple of callers pointed this out too, they thought that compared to last year, this team almost seems to be a little more resilient than last year's team. I mean, there have been, I think, three occasions where you guys have suffered losses that, you know, were... kind of sucked the life out of you in a couple of ways. You know, you had your bullpen implosions. You had that game against Cleveland, and then kind of that oddity of the throwing error by Jose Reyes. And in each occasion, this team doesn't seem as if it missed a beat. I mean, it seems as if it got back up. Is this a different team than last year in that regard? And how much of that, Adam, do you think just gets back to the fact that Reyes is healthy, you're healthy, Melky's healthy? It's just a healthier team.
Yeah, that was the point I was going to make. It's a completely different team. I mean, just a healthy Reyes makes us a completely different team. And that's the main thing. It's not that, obviously, we're more resilient. We know we can come back in any situation. But the fact that we have, the two guys that are supposed to hit 1 and 2 last year are both 100% healthy with Reyes and Melky, and that sets the table. We didn't have that last year. Last year, this time, Jose Bautista was our number two hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not in a perfect world where you want him in the lineup. So I think it's just a benefactor of those two guys setting the table.
Sure. With you watching Edwin hit the way he's been hitting, how much fun has it been for you to watch Mark Burley pitch? Just by him, the way he pitches, how fast he pitches, just by keeping your team in the game, getting you guys in the dugout quicker. How's that been for you?
I mean, it's funny sometimes when, you know, you face a pitcher and you know, they throw 7 or 8 innings, and it's like, it's amazing the things that Major League Baseball pitchers can do to baseball. It's the mm-hmm. way they can make it move and sink and cut and float almost, mm-hmm. the way, you know, Burley can do it all to both sides of the plate with any pitch that he wants to, and he does it with great tempo and confidence. And he believes in his pitches, and I think he believes in Navarro.
Right.
And that's a great combination of for success.
Sure. Can you give us just a little thought on how hard it is, with you being a great fastball hitter, how hard it is to hit a guy that throws 96 and then face a guy that throws 83 that can spot the ball, can throw it wherever he wants to throw it?
Well, that's what's funny about this team, man, because my team in high school had guys that threw harder than this team, and we're in the big leagues.
That's true. I mean,
our best two pitchers throw 80 miles an hour, and I mean, one of them, Mark Burley, he probably should start the All-Star game.
Yeah. Just goes to show you, it doesn't matter how hard you throw, it's where you throw it.
And how much you can make a move.
That's right.
Adam Lind joining Kevin Barker and myself on Baseball Central. As always, we are brought to you by Home Hardware. John Gibbons' use of you, basically in a platoon situation. I mean, there are guys that wouldn't... A lot of guys will look at being in a platoon situation as a bit of an insult to them. I'm sure you would rather play every day. Everybody would rather play every day. But you seem to have really certainly made the best of the platoon situation. I think your batting average against right-handed pitchers has got to be, if not the highest in the majors, it's one of the highest in the majors right now. How has that forced you to maybe make some changes mentally, you know, to acknowledge that situation without, you know, giving up in the idea that you are an everyday player?
I'd like to play every day, you know, every position player would love to play every day. There's nothing like playing every day in the big league, seeing every single pitcher every day, the stuff that, you know, all the things that you go through and the opportunities you have to succeed. But ultimately, it's being in first place is what it's all about. And it's a place that I've been in very rarely in my career. And it's been, the team's getting along great, and I just want to stay in first place. It's probably been the best 2 months of my career, and whatever it takes to do that, that's what I'll do.
Have you guys been watching with what has gone on with other teams in the American League East, with, you know, the whole thing Tampa and Boston this weekend, but just the injuries and the fact that I think Boston's won six in a row and they seem to have some traction, but it seems as if you're the only team in the AL East so far, and knock on wood, the only team in the AL East that's had traction and kept it. I mean, we've seen the Yankees had a good run, but then they kind of fell off. Baltimore's been kind of back and forth a lot. Tampa's just, you know, they may have run out of smoke and mirrors this year because of injuries. How do you guys view this division?
Well, we still know that the pitching is there on other teams. You know, Tampa has their guys. Boston's struggling a little bit. But to be honest, we haven't watched that much of it. We have DeAndre Navarro, who's a huge soccer fan. His locker's near mine, so there's always soccer on television.
Well, you're a soccer fan.
Yeah, I'm a soccer fan as well, so I'm not complaining. I enjoy having it on the television, but we leave it to Brett Laurie. He's got the MLB app, and he's always like, did you see what Pedroia did last night? I'm like, no, man, I don't. He loves watching highlights, and he pretty much updates the whole team.
That's awesome. How much fun will it be this next 3 days to go? Because it's been a while, you said, to go to Detroit in first place and face another team that's in first place. It's been a while. How's that going to feel?
Well, we played Oakland, you know, last weekend, and we played. I think it brought our level of play up to the next level, and I expect it to do the same. We're going to have. I don't know who's pitching for us, but we're going to get their best bullets, except for Scherzer. So, I know we missed Sonny Gray from Oakland. We might not have got their top guys, but you know, it'll be a good test, and it'll be on the road, so it'll be a bigger test than Oakland was, because we were at home, and really when the dome's open, that field is a huge home field advantage for us, you know, when that sun's beating down on that turf. So it'll be nice to go on the road, face probably the best hitter in baseball and some of the best pitchers.
And you get, I mean, the one thing about Comerica Park, it's not necessarily a home run haven, but the way you guys are hitting the ball now, the way guys are using all fields, there's a lot of room in the gaps there, isn't there? Mm-hmm. Like, this could be doubles heaven coming up.
Oh, I'll take my doubles. I mean, Eddie, he just hits homers. So,
yeah.
So I don't think it matters what field we're at.
Is it? Do you like playing in a wider ballpark or a bigger ballpark, though? In some ways, does that add to what you can do offensively?
To be honest, the most important thing for me is just the batter's eye. Mm-hmm. The field is, it is what it is. As long as there's a nice backdrop back there, that's what's important to me. It doesn't matter how big the gaps are or whatnot, but it'll be fun.
I want to switch gears. One, I always like asking players, what's the best pitcher you've faced this year? The best guy with the best stuff. The guy that you go, I really don't want to face him again.
It might be a shocker because I've had success against him this year, but Alex Cobb, I mean, that guy's got the split work and he's got the curveball. He commands his fastball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard that you face so many pitchers, you know, throughout the course of a year. It's hard, but just right off the top of my head is Alex Cobb.
Yeah, mine was always Kevin Brown. When I faced him a long time ago, I hated it. I never wanted to face him just because when I played, it was a little different. Mm-hmm. If you dug in a little bit too much, I mean, they didn't like that. So it was that fact of he throws really hard, we don't want to dig in. But it's always fun to face the best pitcher in the world, so to speak. So it's
Alex Cobb was this year.
Sure.
And ultimately, it's always like Felix Hernandez.
Yeah.
CC Sabathia, guys like that. Clay Buckles.
Yeah.
Adam, it was good of you to join us. I know you're going to go out and join the trick shot artist, I do believe.
Yeah.
Todd Kierstead.
Are you going to do some tricks for us?
Well, his number one trick is usually putting the jock strap on guys and teeing it off.
Yeah.
You won't be doing that.
Yeah.
Well, I've done it before at other golf tournaments. So I've done it once. I've been initiated, so I don't have to do it again.
I was going to say, you've never been asked to do it when you're in first place, though.
So. Jeff, I think you should volunteer for that.
I'm waiting for Cito to show up because that's the guy that I want to get on the ground. Maybe Beeston.
Yeah, he's gone already. Just had him.
Cito was out there. Adam,
in and out, man.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Stay healthy. Good luck, man.
Stay healthy and go get him in Detroit.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.